Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Iami Valley, aka Savin Gavita, and you are now listening to Can I Play a Play live every Sunday, 2:30 Pacific Standard Time, with your hosts Pretty Tony and K Diddy.
Yeah, this is your man J.R. Perry from Love Drops. You know I keep it locked every Sunday. To Can I Play Us Play, hosted by my man K Diddy and Pretty Tony. So y'all keep it clubbing and keep it funky and keep it locked. Can I Play Us Play?
It's packed. Niggas don't know how to act. We the max.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what up world, it's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I Play a Play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy, huh? I'll let your boy, one love, Pretty Tony, and I'm out.
I'm done and I can't. my dough. I stay 10 steps ahead of the rest. I get the job done and I know it's the best. And my God, just what you need. And all you got to do is follow me. But I'm moving in the fast lane at 100 miles an hour. And in the way that you can catch me.
Come welcome to the show. This is your boy, Pretty Tony. You know, can a player play? Coming through with, of course, the usual suspects. K. Diddy Esquire, the elixir of love and the diva of flavor herself, Miss Joy LaShawn.
I'm here.
Hey. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Can a player play?
All righty then.
This week's topic, too much, too soon, slow your roll, baby. Oh, we're going to have some fun with this one, y'all, because this is one of the topics that can go in so many different ways. But we're going to start it off with the fellas, because, you know, we equal opportunity offenders on this program. You know, we just offend everybody. We don't really care.
Guess what? So what's happening, man? We bringing too many checks home and giving them to the wifey and letting them blow them. What we doing?
Whatever, dude.
Well, you just stepped on the grenade already that quick, huh?
Well, I'm just trying to find out. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing what I do.
Okay. Okay. Well, I was gonna start it off. We're gonna jump on down, but I was gonna start it off with the brother who meets a woman Monday, and by Wednesday he done already gave up the social security number, the ATM pin, done moved her in, called his mama, talking about he done found the one he loved in 72 hours, homie. And by the way,
hey,
he met her at the strip club.
Okay.
Hey, man. Listen. The girl is a pimp, a P-I-M-P. She was prepared in her pursuit. I would say prepared in my pursuit, which means P-I-M-P, but since she's not saying it, she was prepared in her pursuit, you know, to dethrone partner. And you can't be mad at her. You know what I'm saying? She executed her game.
First of all, you know we don't knock nobody's hustle, so you're absolutely right. We definitely ain't going to be talking about her game because her game was on point. She accomplished what she set out to accomplish.
Man, she told old boy she was stripping because she was trying to get her BA and not PC for paycheck. But you know, and he just invested in her. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, he invested in Women Incorporated. What you're saying? Shout out to Player Step Your Game Up. You know, Women Incorporated is the name that I gave to women who they're about their business. They're about get what they need in life. They know what they want, how they want it, and how they're going to get it. And in order to become a part of that corporation, you have to become a shareholder and be putting in regular contributions to the 401k.
Well,
you feel me? So
he was a shareholder, and he just made some advanced P payments.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay, Diddy is in rare form today, y'all. Ladies,
he just had a birthday, so I guess he's showing his age, right?
Oh, I'm showing my wisdom, baby. You know how fine wine gets.
Yeah, especially Strawberry Hill.
Well, that was good, too. I can relate.
Okay.
Well, ladies, come on. What you got to say about what we talking about? Let us know. Let us know something.
I'm just listening for right now because, you know, I got some things going on over here. But believe me, I'm going to put my two cents all up in it.
Joy, I'll help her out, PT. Joy ain't got nothing to say because ain't nothing, no such thing as somebody kicking in too soon for she's concerned.
Whatever, dude. I'm just a little distracted now because I got some other
things. Well, being the diva flavor,
You know what I'm saying? So there's no time requirement, there's no time restriction. So if somebody just want to like break themselves, I don't think I'd hear Joy say, no, that's okay, I don't need the money.
Baby, we all need the money. We all need the money. And I am so sorry because I was very distracted at the moment, and I didn't get the gist of what was going on because I have some things going on over here.
Okay, well, keep doing what you're doing for a moment.
So if you can just throw it at me.
We're going to let the fellas go ride for a moment. And, you know, we don't feel no problem riding. We're going to ride for a moment. So, yeah, we talking about the fellas. You know, you met her Monday. By Wednesday, you done moved her in. You know, Thursday, she got the pin to the ATM card. She driving your car. You proposing marriage. And, you know, we ain't knocking nobody's hustle. And we ain't knocking strippers when we say this. But, man, you need to slow your roll, homie. You're moving too fast, dog. Now, don't go nowhere, y'all. We're going to take a quick little break right fast. And we're going to let my man Phenomenon do his thing. Holla.
Yo, what's up, world? This is your boy Hot Tracks, and you listening to Can a Player Play with Pretty Tony, Joy LaShawn, and your boy K Diddy on Blog Talk Radio.
Can I whisper in
elixir, love and diva, flavor, Miss Joy LaShawn. You know how we rep on here every Sunday. This week we talking about too much too soon. Slow your roll, baby. You know, moving too fast before we went to the music, you know, man. As a matter of fact, shout out to World Movement Records for that drop right there by Mr. Q Harper. Do what you want to do, baby. You know what I mean? And I guess that's what this guy was talking about when you met her Monday, move her in Wednesday, and proposing marriage by Friday. You got to slow your roll, baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah, partner,
you drinking from that fountain called Trick. But we ain't knocking her hustle. You do what you got to do, girl, but that's all on him. You know what I mean?
Tony,
no, we're talking about the fellas.
You believe in love at first sight?
Ain't nothing wrong with love at first sight, brother. But it depends on what you've seen and what kind of bifocals or trifocals you got on. Feel me?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying the love at first sight might have been what propelled partner to, you know, invest.
Hey, you know what I mean? I'm a firm believer in investing in Women Incorporated. You know what I mean? One of the biggest corporations in the world. Real talk. But you still got to get to know. You got to slow your roll, baby. You definitely got to slow your roll. You know what I mean? Or, you know, once again, this topic can go so many different ways. You know, you done got your first little check, first little significant chunk. It, you know, your daddy, your mama, your granny passed away, left you a little life insurance policy, and you just running through the money. You got to slow your roll, baby. You know, you got the money Monday, and by the following Monday, you know, you got like 20 grand. By the following Monday, you already done blew through like 14,000 of it. You definitely need to slow your roll. You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, that's really common with people that's not really used to having things, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, having to know how to handle money in business is like everything in life. You know, you learn from somewhere. You know, if you're not prepared in your pursuits, you have not been taught or educated, you know, you're going to do stuff like that because you just don't know better.
And you're going to have people in your camp that's just waiting for you to mess up.
Oh, you got people in your camp
that want to mess up along the way, too.
Yeah.
But when you find them,
I was just
going to
say that. You got people in your camp that want an iPod, too. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to be egging you on to let's go shop. You know,
that's right.
You know, they gonna help you. They gonna help you spend every dime, and then the minute you ain't got nothing, then they gonna be talking about how silly you were.
So the people that's coming into money, young entertainers, young entrepreneurs, to me, it's more like the young entertainers because the young entrepreneurs they seem to have a sense of what they're dealing with, and they know how to pull back. It's the young entertainers that got so much coming at them, and it's like, oh, man, I got this here. No, you don't, okay? And I want to put it out there about Chris Brown last week. You know, he went off. There's two different sides to that. I've had some people say, yeah, he did that because his album was coming out, and that was, attention to his album. He did that on purpose. And then there's other people that's like, leave the boy alone because he's still healing. You know, you can look at it at a couple of different ways. You know, you can look at it as him promoting his album. You can look at it as, him being young and not knowing that people in his camp are, you know, might be like, yes, men. Okay, and whatever he says, do that. No, if you really care about this person, you know, and but there's people in his camp that's the same age as he is. They don't know any more than he does. You know, some of these young people out here, Lindsay Lohan and some of these other folks, they need some people that are older that can, like, guide them, like, no, you don't want to do that. But if you got people in your camp that's the same age as you and don't know any more than you do, you're going to screw up. You know, and I feel people, and as far as, like, Chris Brown is concerned, okay, he was trying to redirect the questions to, you know, I'm on here for my album. Okay, let him go on there for his album, okay? You know, if he's like, that was in the past, let it go. But then you never
know. Don't you know?
They might set it up like
they
might set it up like that, you know, to make it look like, okay, I'm trying to redirect it to my album. They're doing this here, and go off, you know, right at the time when their album is coming out, you know, to get the attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all that's possible. All that's possible. And I feel like the brother just living life just like everybody else. At least he ain't on drugs, because you've seen Paris Hilton and everybody else on drugs and court.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they said what they said. It didn't hurt their popularity or their image any. You know what I'm saying? So they need to leave the boy alone, let him go ahead and do his thing, you know, at the end of the day.
Right.
But because he's a black man in America, and I don't want to go there, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but look at Robert Downey Jr. You know, we can name a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
But look at the timing.
Name a bunch of them.
You know, people, Lamont, people are saying, look at the timing. Okay, this is like the day that his album came out, and he went off.
But that's okay. That ain't nothing new. I mean, but that's not nothing new.
Okay.
Everybody know negative publicity in the music business sell faster than donated to the National Cancer Society. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's going to move him up the chart. It's not going to hurt him, but that's like an old school game right there. So, but anyway, so much for Chris Brown. You know, he's going to do him at the end of the day.
Exactly.
And so, truth be told, whatever it was, the bottom line to it is this, that too much too soon, you know. 19, 20-year-olds throw tantrums all the time, and that's even in his case. Too much too soon. Slow your roll, baby. You know what I mean?
Right.
If he got ambushed, his camp should have prepared him for that ambush, because there's any time
that's what I'm saying, people in his camp. That's what I'm saying. People in his camp, they can't be too much older than he is for them not to know.
But
you know
even if
saying?
They were, labels do not do artist development no more. They don't. Labels do not do artist development no more. Back in the day, people were taught how to do interviews. You know, they were taught how to work the stage. They were taught how to sign autographs. They were taught what to say, how to say it, and what not to say. You know what I'm saying? But labels do not do artist development no more. It's just a fact. So you're going to have things like this happen. And just like I said, the young brother is living life. You know, he's doing what he's doing because he's 19 years old. He's in a place he ain't never been before. He's dealing with issues that he never dealt with before. You know, and the people around him, you know, how much can they say? So they're trying to eat the ones that need to say it. They're probably scared to say. So, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be all right. I think it's going to be all right for him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
he
absolutely.
He's not a way out that ain't nobody else ever did. You know what I'm saying? He did nothing that anybody else in this real world have had an experience with or went through it before. But just because he has some notoriety and the brother do have some talent, they want to talk about it, you know? So, hey, they talk about Jesus Christ, so it's okay for them to talk about him too.
Absolutely. Too much too soon is what we're talking about today on the show. Slow your roll, baby. Slow your roll, baby. You know, we just met.
Yeah.
Damn, can we get to know each other first? You know, you just met a brother. You just met a brother. You know, by Wednesday you're talking about babies and stuff. You know, by Friday you want to know where I work and you want to come by and meet the co-workers, you know. Wow, slow your roll, baby. You just met, you know. By the way, what's my name? You know what I mean? Now, a lot of people be like, what you
what?
Mean? You know, I just met you. What's my name? I may be telling you the abbreviated
name.
My
last name.
In the same token, what's your last name? You know, slow your roll, baby. You're moving way too fast, way too fast. You can't meet my mama yet. Talk to my daddy and my cousins and such, you know. And that's what's so scary about this world with the Internet now. And this is another part of slowing your roll. I ain't going to call no names, but, you know, people meeting people now, and they get on the Internet and pay the little $24.95 and, you know, trying to run brothers' backgrounds and stuff. Is that right? You're moving too fast, baby. I just met you. And you trying to know what my previous addresses are and stuff? That's a scary world we're living in. Slow your roll, baby. You know,
I'm trying
just
to qualify you. I'm trying to qualify you.
Qualify me for what? I just met you, though, baby. We just met. What you trying to qualify
me
for?
To see if you're going to be around more than 3 days.
Okay.
Now, I heard a story. A friend of mine, shout out to my family, you know what I mean, Jay Bird. He told me a story about a young lady met a young man, and, you know, within 72 hours of meeting the young man, she had run a full background check, called up his business partners and stuff to make sure he really was a partner. You moving too fast, baby.
Well, she just really wanted to know. She wanted to know. Because you know what?
Well, you know what?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Because she wants to know what she's getting into, just like a man would do the same thing, wanting to know what
how
he's
you know
getting
we
into.
How you know you wasn't a booty call?
You need to make that clear. You need to make that clear. Because nowadays there's so much shit going around. You know, if it's going to be a booty call, let it be a booty call. Let it be known up front. Baby, we're just going to do this here. Okay? And if it doesn't work for you to get that, so be it. Move on to the next. Because it's too easy out here to check on who you're being with. Okay? It's too easy for that. And if it ain't going to work for you, move on. Okay? You're a full-time felony.
We don't
felony.
Even know where we at yet. If we
yeah,
just
but
the
still,
first,
you're trying to know
the
bottom
of
it, Tony. You're trying to get
for.
Some. Before you try to get some, know what you're getting into.
Hey, PT. Listen. This is the elixir of love, you know, put it out there the way he sees it, the way I see it.
Go ahead,
the way
brother.
I see
Go ahead.
It, I'm not opposed to anybody filling out an application early on. You know what I'm saying? Because the sooner you find out what you're working with, the sooner you'll know if you've got the basis for a relationship or not. You know what I mean? Because if you don't, especially, you know, in my little age area, I ain't got a whole bunch of time to waste on nothing. You know what I'm saying? So if I could find out that it ain't going nowhere in 72 hours, why should I wait a week or two or three or four or five?
Okay. And so I hear you and Joy's point. Now I'm going to present my counterpoint. What happened to the get-to-know phase? Me and you ain't cool like that. A brother like me would be offended. You're my business. You don't know my business partner.
Okay, well, be offended then, because you're trying to get some. It's too much stuff going on, Tony.
What does that have to do with my business life?
Because too much, I'm trying to tell you, baby, it's too much stuff going on out here, okay? This nigga is married and stuff and don't want to admit that.
Can I express myself? You're trying to get some from you. Ain't got nothing to do with my business life. A brother like me interprets that as you as a gold digging ass trying to dig off in a brother's business affairs.
That's,
we not on
well,
that
okay,
level.
Maybe to you that was a gold digging ass. Maybe for her, you might have been just trying to get some ass, okay? Maybe you might consider her a gold digging ass. She might consider you trying to get some ass, okay? It works both ways, bro. That's what I'm trying to say.
With you picking up the phone and calling my business
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay. What you saying, Tony? I understand, and that may be to the extreme for somebody to reach out and talk to your business partner. I roll with you on that, but to qualify you to find out if you are who and what you say you are. I'm with that, because right now I'm qualifying people, baby, because if they not on my level, my plateau, my cloud, I'm not wasting no time. I don't have it. You know what I'm saying?
Especially
so
when they don't mind my sausages and stuff.
My way, can I finish, please? Your way may be 2, 3, 4, 6 months to get to know somebody. My way in the digital era might be 24 hours.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just different. So, you know, getting to know somebody is relative to that individual, because there are people that have been with people 20, 30 years, homie, then they still don't know each other. They still don't know the man they with. They still don't know the woman.
I'll take that, my brother. And I get where you're coming from, and I say I might even concur with some of that. I might even agree that, yeah, you need to check out what you're messing with. You understand what I'm saying? But there are limits, and me and you, I hope you feel what I'm saying. Yeah, looking me up is cool to make sure that I am who I say I am. That's cool. I can relate to that. You're right. We live in a dangerous world.
Yes, we
but
do.
There are limitations to how far you can cast your net in a brother's affairs when we're not on that level yet. You feel me?
I agree. Like I said, no. There are extremes, but they are definitely extremes in any given situation. But I ain't mad at somebody for qualifying me, because you better believe I'm going to qualify them.
You know what I'm saying?
We got somebody else trying to chime in. 310, you're on live. Welcome to the show. What you got to say?
Yo, what's up? This is your boy E. Smith. Yo, what's up? Listen, I just want to jump in and say this. Now, when we're talking about the whole situation of validating somebody, I think that you got to look at it from the standpoint, if I'm trying to holler at a chick and I'm trying to get in, you know, why am I going to go and try to validate her friends or try to find out who she is just to try to hit? If I holler at you and we feeling it and it's in the moment and I'm feeling you, you feeling me, and it go down, it go down. If I'm going to validate you and interview your friends and all of that, there has to be something much more that I'm looking forward to out of this whole situation. Maybe it's a business relationship. Maybe it's something that I'm willing to invest myself in. Because before I go out and try to investigate somebody else, I got to make sure my stuff is together. Because, you know, we can go out and I can go and investigate your friends or whoever it is that I'm going to investigate. But the real is my shit together. You know what I'm saying? Am I who I'm supposed to be? You know what I'm saying? Before I caught myself going out there trying to investigate somebody who I feel like I'm at my level. Because the person that I'm investigating could be at a higher level than I am. So, you know, it's a matter if you're going to go out there and investigate, just make sure that it's going to be worth that investment. You know, that you really going to go out there and get you. And get what it is that you're going to get out of it.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
We might not even be on that level.
But that's how you find out, right?
Yeah, well, you know, understand how you found out is when you inquire. Right, and understand too, Tony. You know, it's men and women want to know what they're getting into before they get into them. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of falsehoods that's going on out here. And people getting hurt.
I think so.
Yeah, and people, you know, they get hurt behind that. And people get killed behind that. You know, a lot of lives are ruined behind that. You know, because people that they're dealing with weren't honest. You know what I'm saying? So
I'll take that. But once again, I want to make it real clear that you got to still know your limitations. You understand?
Yeah, you gotta know your limitations, but if you're being lied to, you know, and falsehoods come up and stuff like that, and you don't know until like maybe the end of it, you know.
You don't know that it's 2 hours though. You don't know if I'm. You paint the pictures when I meet you initially.
Well, if somebody, yeah, you can be investigating.
We both paint pictures. We both paint pictures when we meet each other. Let's stop fronting. You know what I mean? Everybody putting their best foot forward when we just met.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we get to a certain period, and I agree with Kay Diddy, you ain't trying to waste no months and no years, but after you get to that initial, okay, I'm feeling you, and I'm trying to make sure me and you on the same page. You can't tell me and you on the same page after 7 hours, because you don't know me like that. Even after a week, you don't know me like that. So even if you qualifying me, how do you know
but
I'm interested in being qualified?
I understand that, Tony, but
I'm
understand.
Being qualified?
Okay, but Tony, understand, too. Is somebody trying to get some? Okay, it's so much shit that's going on out here. So many people that's been hurt behind that before they jump into just getting some. They might want to investigate that person. Like, who am I dealing with here? Who am I really dealing with? You know, you just want to get some just to get some, or you're looking for something more than that. You know, and you got to put that on the table, too. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
I give you that. And, you know, if feelings are getting involved, I validate everything you're saying. If feelings
okay.
are getting involved and such. But in the first week, we ain't got nothing. We don't even know nothing. We don't even
exactly.
know.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And
a person
right
might try to pursue.
That right there is what creates the inquiries right there, because you don't know nothing, and if you're interested, you want to know something. If you got any kind of sense.
Wonderful.
If you care anything,
wonderful.
If you care anything about
great.
Anything, you're going to want to know what's up.
And that sounds
if
great.
If you don't care,
that's...
and it's just a booty call, then you don't care what's up. But then, yeah, maybe you still
thank
might
you
want to know
very
what's
much.
Up. Because you still don't want to run up into somebody.
You can't tell me after what you're saying. So what I'm saying is after the first couple of days, we don't know that. After the first couple of days, we don't even really know each other. How do we know if we on that level? You on that Doormat Danny type stuff. You know what I mean? Shout out to Playerology. You on that Doormat Danny stuff where you done met somebody, and by Wednesday you planning how many kids you're going to have with them.
Let me ask you a question.
You don't know me like that.
How long does it take you to know a woman as a whole?
That ain't fair. I ain't answering that. I stand on my
feet. I missed that. How long does it take to do what?
How long, I asked him, how long does it take him to know a woman as a whole?
A woman is what?
W-A-O-R-E. How long does it take him to realize if a woman is a whore?
How long does it take for a woman to know a man is a whore? You know what? Y'all always throwing that damn whore shit around like it's always the woman all the damn time. You know, when you jump from pussy to pussy, that makes you a whore too. So what?
Hold on, Joyce. What do you mean, y'all? What part of that I stand on my Fifth Amendment
I'm
right?
I'm just saying, y'all are always trying to push it on the woman like she's always wrong
Joy.
Because she goes from a man
Joy.
To man. What does that make you
Joy.
When you go from a woman to one? What?
Joy.
What?
Joy.
I'm here.
My learned colleague, first
mm-hmm.
of all, you are absolutely 100% right. Nobody didn't
mm-hmm.
say men wouldn't hold. The same thing apply. You know, for a man.
Exactly.
But
we'll
was,
make that clear,
how
boo.
How long does it take? I'll give you the same question I gave Tony. Don't get your panties in a bunch. How long does it take you? How long does it take you to realize a man is a hoe? Does it take a day, 2 days, 3 days? If you talk to this
it
individual,
take, it
could
take,
y'all
it could
on
take
the phone,
a few days. It could
take
one.
You?
It could take 1 day. It could take, you know, you can't put a time on that. No matter who it is, whether it's a man or a woman, you can't really put a time on that to figure out what they're doing. Because they could be lying from you, lying to you day to day. They could be in another state lying from you, you know, lying to you from, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm not here, I'm not there. You know, it could be anyone lying to each other. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So it's like... you can't just say, you know, are you women, y'all hoes and stuff like that. A man can be a hoe too. Okay?
You're absolutely right. And it's a whole bunch of them out there.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
A whole bunch of them
out there. Oh, yeah. It really is. It totally really is. Why are you laughing and stuff, Tony?
We finally grabbed your attention. We finally grabbed your attention.
You had my attention anyway. Okay? You had my attention anyway, so don't even go there with that.
Now, hold on. We're going to put the question out there. You know what I mean? How long? Matter of fact, let me ask Mr. E. Smith. Are you still with us, sir? E. Smith?
I guess not.
Okay.
He
still had his hand up. I was just checking in. I wanted to ask him a question. Get back with us, Mr. Smith. Get back with us. But anyway, you know, you got to slow your roll. I understand, and I don't want to go back to the question, and we're going to address the whole male-female slash stuff. But the initial question is how much is too much too soon? Now, you know, and I'm going to directly say you, Lady Joy, because you're the first one jumped on this. When you say people get hurt, and yada, yada.
Well, you know what?
Hold on. Let me finish my question. We need to make inquiries to see who we're dealing with, yada, yada. After you have made all these inquiries, that doesn't tell you who I am.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. But, Tony, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, it's like when you see somebody, vision is what you see first. Okay, that's what attracts you. Vision is what attracts you. And then, you know, you approach that, and then you ask questions later. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Vision is what you see first. And that's what attracts you. Okay, you see somebody that's to your liking. Okay, you're going to approach them or maybe not approach them right at the time, but eventually you're going to approach them, and that's what attracts you. And you see where you can go with that. You know what?
Okay, Diddy, you next up to back, sir. Go ahead, sir.
I don't know, man. If I know if I'm checking somebody out and she got a banging body and I asked her what did she do for a living and she told me that she was in bank restoration and I told her I worked at a bank, I was a bank manager, and I found out that this chick had been arrested 4, 5, 6 times for bank robbery, I would be very suspect.
Well, obviously, you checked into her background then. Obviously, you checked into her background.
That's what I'm saying. I'm, you know, Tony saying was too much too soon, but my attitude is all relative to the individual and the situation because every situation is different. You know what I'm saying? It depends on your stature in life, where you are, what you're doing. You know what I mean? You can't let nobody in readily. I understand that for obvious reasons where you go in that you got to get to know somebody. But some people get to know people a whole lot quicker than others because they're a lot sharper than others. So it's still
relative
to the individual.
And they let people,
and they let people into their world a lot sooner. Yeah, it just depends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. You know, the sooner, the quicker I get to know somebody, the sooner I know if I'm comfortable with them and I can let my guard down or it's going to tell me how I need to deal with this person, you know, with a long time.
Yeah, and
scroll,
like whether you need to let your guard down or not. Right.
Or not. You know what I'm saying? It lets me know, man. But, you know, it's still relative to the individual in that particular situation. So I think it's kind of hard to say what's too soon or what's not because it depends on the situation. At least that's my opinion.
Okay. Okay.
Hello. Absolutely, we're going to take that. We definitely, you know what I mean? And, you know, like Lady Joy always likes to remind us, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one.
No,
everybody's entitled to an opinion. Our personal view of life like this. Before you get to inquiring and investigating, know where you stand. Know which lane you're in. That's what
stay
you
in your
to
lane. Ain't that what you say, Tony?
That's right. Stay in your damn lane before you get to digging around and stuff that ain't got nothing to do with you, don't concern you, and it's not your business because my intent was never to be on that kind of level with you. But you done violated already. I understand
okay.
You need to know. I'm a firm believer in needing to know. But it depends on which lane I'm driving in. You feel me?
Right.
So lane one, let me see, so I understand. Lane one is booty call lane, and lane two is what? What lane is lane two?
Okay, let's clarify. Lane one is one night stand lane. You know what I mean?
That's
we
booty call lane.
Okay, but no. Booty call is something that you might call back on a frequent basis. Booty call is something that you have more than one. Because in order to have a booty call, you have to have access to the booty.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on now.
So that's lane two. We can get into that.
Lane two, okay? Lane three is friends with benefits lane, which means me and you know what it is, you know what it is, I know what it is. Lane four is prospective marriage material. That's the lane that your
wife
gets to know this person, the wifey material or husband material. That's the lane you in, so you need to know about somebody like that because you have in your mind and their mind, hopefully, y'all have something good going on here that y'all see some future with. Because going back to lane number one, ain't no future with one-night stand lane. Ain't no future with duty call lane. Ain't no future with friends with benefits lane. So lane number four, which is you got potential. That's the lane where I'd have to make inquiries and check your track record and check your background. Because that's somebody I intend to have around.
I don't know, man. In lane one, she might have that elusive snapping thing.
Whatever, dude. Dang.
Ladies, can I take that for me, please? Please take that one for me. You know, he's just talking out the side of his neck like always.
You know, and partner go past lane two, three, and all the way to four.
Well, you know, Lamont, you know, just because you got caught up in that, you know, and your head got twisted behind it. You know, it's not always like that.
Joy. There's a million men out there.
Well, I'm just talking about what you said.
That got sprung by the power of the P, and they didn't pass all lane one.
Well, you know, we just got that power. What?
Okay, I'm just admitting. I'm giving it to you. I ain't fighting with you. I'm just identifying, baby.
Okay.
I'm just recognizing the class of individuals out there that goes back to the topic of the show where a brother's moving too fast. He way down the road because he the guy that holds that elusive snapping pee that's so rare, and it just blew his mind. You know what I'm saying? You know how y'all do it. Lane number four.
72 hours and he already in lane number four, homie. You can't get to lane number four.
Well, that's on him. That is on him.
Well, if
he can't control himself.
He made his oatmeal.
Whatever.
You know, it wasn't your oatmeal that got him like that. You know, you did something else to him, you know, to have his toes wiggling and shit.
Well, if you got it like that, you just got it like that. Okay.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you
mama said there'll be days like this.
And it sure was.
Yo,
and she was right.
I'm going to tell you something. You got to know which lane you're putting people in. Too many times you take people who should be in lane number one, which is one night stand lane, and you move them over to marriage lane. It takes time to put somebody in marriage lane. You understand what I'm saying? And then up there, second lane, booty call lane, you're going to jump them way over into number four lane. Now, that booty call lane, that's the lane they're in. That's the lane how things function and work. There can't be chaos. There has to be order. And everybody can't be in the marriage prospect lane. That's when you get your mind confused and convoluted because you're not basing your decision on rational thoughts.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? And see, I'm giving you all this game. You know, shout out. Playology in the house. You know, Pretty Tony ain't really dropped it on y'all. I've been real philosophical and political and stuff lately. But today we're talking about some real life stuff. Too much too soon. You know what I mean? You got to understand something. And I'm going to put this out there and I'm going to make sure I say this as politically correct as possible before Lady Joy get upset. When I use the word hoe, I'm talking about male and female. I'm not just talking about female. You got to be aware of undercover hoes. Respect up front hoes so you know which lane to put them in. You feel me? I'm a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
I do hoe things, and I'm a hoe. That's what I do. I respect people like that. It's the undercover hoes you got to worry about.
Right.
When you move an undercover hoe out of one-night stand and booty call lane and move them over to marriage prospect lane, all hell gonna break loose.
Right.
Too much too soon. Slow your roll, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, what up? Shout out to my folks out there on Twitter. Twitter folks, what's happening? Let me hear y'all. Give me that feedback. You know what I mean? Playology 101. Always respecting up front, ho. The undercover hoe is the one to fear.
Where's our regular hoes at? Okay. Not the undercover ones, but the regular ones. Since you putting it out there like that. Huh?
Too much.
They got married.
And that's going to change anything?
Too much.
That don't mean nothing.
Soon.
They got married to somebody that's going to tolerate their bullshit. Okay.
There you go. And now hold on to that.
They're gonna tolerate their bullshit.
What's going on with that?
And that's because that's a security for.
We definitely going to run with that. Stick or stay, y'all.
Black Mountain Productions Incorporated and Green Living Nevada are presenting the Indie Music Fest, May 21st, being held at Sunset Park, Las Vegas. This is not your typical festival. Three stages to support over 40 of the best unsigned indie bands representing hip-hop, rock, urban, adult contemporary, and punk from all across the United States. There will be a car show, 5K run and walk benefiting Habitat for Humanity, wrestling sports activities, headliners, video lounge for kids of all ages, green and artist village, music industry VIPs, and food. Also an extensive list of vendors with themed products and services covering music, sports, health, recreation, family, environment friendly, and so much more. Pre-order your tickets for $15 online at theindiemusicfest.com or purchase them for $20 at the door. Bring in three non-perishable food items for a $5 discount. The Indie Music Fest, May 21st at Sunset Park. This is certainly a one-of-a-kind event not to be missed.
Sonny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Love you every day, all up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We can't let go there.
Can't get that way with you. My sunny one so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Parts of my old plane got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Fly home, tap home plate. Feel me, I feel you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fight that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to see the blue. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sunny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sunny. Thank you for the sunshine, bouquet, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, sunny. Thank you for the love you brought my way, yeah. You gave to me your all and all. Never feel about 10 feet tall, yeah. Sunny one so true, I love. You let me see, let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when you had my hand, yeah. Sunny, I'm so true, I love. Fire, you're my sweet, complete thing.
Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back. And I mean, can a player play? Pretty Tony, KBDS Squad, the Elixir of Love. 2:30 every Sunday, we come to you and we chop it up. Joy, Lady Joy, the diva of flavor. You know, we had a great show today, man. Wow, we're down to the last 4 minutes. Too much, too soon. Slow your roll, baby. We might have to do the part two to this next week because we were on a roll. We got people throwing questions up in the chat room, you know what I mean? One of our listeners in the chat room says that I met a shorty on a business trip, you know. Long story short, we had a good time. We kicked it, but now she's calling me all the time. Is she cool? Well, what is that? He's trying to figure out if she's leading him on or she's being sincere. Wow, that's a good question. Since K. Diddy is the elixir of love, he met the young lady on a circumstance on a business trip. You know what I mean? Business turned to pleasure. Now they're communicating a lot, but you don't know what lane to put her in. What would you tell him, the elixir of love?
I don't know. I would ask the brother to check his swag. If he put it on a lady like that, in that manner, then he can't knock his bait. You know, his bait just worked. You know what I'm saying? So he just got to see what it is, because obviously he put it out there like that, and she's interested and she's getting at him. You know what I mean?
Okay. So basically, you know what I mean, check your swagger. Check where her head is at beyond the sexual tip, you know. Questions were meant to be answered. Put some direct questions like what we're trying to do here, Shorty. Where we headed? What you trying to do? Is this a friend or benefit situation? You know, is this a situation where there might be a future? What is it you need from me? And I'm going to tell you if I can provide it. I hope that
answers
your question.
You know, that's not always the truth, because, you know, when you do that, you know, you do a one-night stand, whatever, you're not going to put your intimate details out there. I'm married, I'm in a relationship, or whatever, you know, we're just doing this. You know, just be honest up front, you know. Let them know, okay, baby girl, you know, we're going to do this tonight. And it is what it is. You want to, you know, you don't.
Yeah, you
which
don't.
Which is not
going to
happen because... Mm-hmm. Which is not going to happen because people are going to lie to get what they want. Okay?
I don't know. I think partner just rocked baby's world and she just wants second and thirds, man.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know, he might have did that, but be honest up front. Okay, baby girl, this is what I'm doing.
Well, she needs to be honest up front, not him.
Okay.
She's calling him.
I'm talking about both ends. I'm not just talking about one. You know me. I'm talking about both ends. Let it be known up front. Okay, we're going to do this. Okay, it's a one-night stand. This is where I'm at. This is where you at. Okay, so, you know, we're going to do this. Okay? If it's put up front, okay, and
hold on, lady,
somebody gets...
We're about to run out of time. Hit the good people up where they can holler at you at.
Shut up, Lamar.
You know what I mean? Yo, y'all know where y'all can find K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love. Anytime y'all miss him, Lamont at worldmovement.com, worldmovement.com. Same place you can holler at your boy, Freddie Tony. Check out the website, www.com.
Also,
go ahead.
Also, Lamont and Tony at PlayersUniversitySYGU.com.
You see, that's a whole new twist to the give them. Holla at us. You know what we do. We love y'all. 2:30. Can I play a point every Sunday? Get at us.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy, Pretty Tony, live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play a play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who is she and what is she to you? By yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up for my trilogy. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Growing up, I've seen so much pain. In the name of love, so many lives wasted on bad relationships. Choosing to be stuck and don't know how to change. Nowhere to turn, nowhere to run, no, no. This is what I call ordinary love. I want, baby, ordinary love, baby. I don't need status quo love. Gotta have good old-fashioned love, baby, baby.
Cut it out.